weather. Blah, 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 blah. Getting cold out there, isn't it? Brr. Who ordered this weather? Crazy. I got totally caught off guard. I wasn't ready for snow and all that yucky, sloppy junk. So I got my snowblower out today, and weather's playing tricks on me, right? That's just crazy. So anyway, but it's all good, right? Count it all joy when it snows in October, right? Amen. Gosh, that's right. And then it just melts right away. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, let's open up our Bibles tonight, and I am good to go. Hallelujah. Let's look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Galatians 5, 22. And while you're turning there, you know, all the stuff that's going on in the world, we as believers, you know, not that we need to put our head in the sand, but we need to kind of shift gears a little bit, kind of get, you know, we can get so, you know, people can get so upset about what's going on, you know, what's going to happen on the, you know, on election day and all these other things, like as if the rapture is going to happen. You know, people are like, election day, oh, there's this big, we don't have to listen to the media, right? Now, it's okay to be aware of things, and again, we're not in denial, but we do need to come back and to say, all right, we're going to trust in God, you know? Throughout this whole coronavirus thing, you know, we see people that are, you know, many Christians are in absolute fear, and you got to take precautions on things, right? You know, your health, you know, we need to do what we can. But on the other hand, I'm not going to lose sleep over it, right? I'm not going to get in fear. And, you know, fear is a mindset. It is a spirit. There's faith is from God. Fear is from the enemy. And we look at Galatians 5, 22 and 23, and it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and against such there is no law. Now, what he means by there's no such laws, there's no restrictions on, you know, you can't love somebody too much, right? You can't have too much joy. Right? Have you ever been around, you know, some people, if you're around them, they, you know, they have too much joy. You think, oh, they want a little bit of this, right? Or they've been, you know, smoke a little wacky weed or something, but that should be the norm for us. Hello? I mean, it should manifest on us at some point. Joy should, right? There should be some kind of a... So these fruits of the Spirit, which are basically byproducts of God himself, they are byproducts of the character of God. Now, right before this, in the previous chapter, it talks about the works of the flesh. Those are things you see on TV, right? Those are things that come through the news. Those are things that we're seeing on a daily basis if you turn the TV on, right? Fear and all that other junk that we read on it. You know, people on TV are, again, we need to come back into the realm, in the faith realm. People on TV are peddling strife and division. And where there's division, there's no peace or joy, right? So if you're involved in those things, and I'll just say this too, people who are controlling often never have joy or peace. They never have joy or peace, controlling, right? You see so many people on TV that are trying to manipulate other individuals, aren't they? You know, well, why aren't you voting for somebody? Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? You know, and then they bring all these, you know, well, you're just dumb, or you're this or that, or how come you're not doing this, and you're a hater. No, I don't take manipulation very well. I don't take it at all. But the people who are involved in these things never have joy. They never have peace. There's no fruits of the Spirit in their life. So when we look at the fruits of the Spirit, we can see that they should be manifest in us. Proverbs 17:21. This is the Amplified. This is not the Amplified Classic, but I don't know, whatever. They got the Classic and the Amplified and blah, blah, blah. This is just the regular Amplified, all right? And it says, he who becomes the parent of a fool who is spiritually blind, I like this part, spiritually blind, because other translations have a different, does so in his sorrow. And the father of a fool who is spiritually blind has what? No joy. Now, we can take this several different ways, okay? Well, this is parenting, and, you know, and that's what's important, kids, to obey your parents, right? Because you could cause a little bit of gray right here on the parents, right? You know? And, you know, how many people, oh, my kid's doing this, my kid's doing that, my kid's doing this. And we were just reading scripture the other day in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, where it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, that what? You may live a long life, right? And so it's very important. But the key here is, watch this. There's some things that are very interesting, and not just parenting, but also just in general. Let's read that again. He who becomes the parent of a fool who is spiritually blind does so to his sorrow. So if you're spiritually blind, that's not going to be good for you. And the father of a fool who is spiritually blind has what? No joy. So let's just say this. People who are spiritually blind, what? Have no joy. Because joy is a spiritual dimension. It is a spiritual characteristic. You know, faith, or some translations say faithfulness, is a God characteristic. Joy is a God characteristic. Now, some people experience happiness, which is, you know, your boyfriend asks you to marry him, or you get a big fat check in the mail, or, you know, those are happiness, right? Because it's an event that is doing something to you, right? You have emotions. I'd say joy isn't emotions, but joy is a decision that we do make, right? And we're going to look at some other scriptures. But we see a correlation in the scriptures that absence of joy is an absence of spirituality, right? Often. Well, Pastor, you know what I've been through. You don't know these things I'm going through. It doesn't have anything to do with it, right? And we're going to see scripturally here that it doesn't have anything to do with it, right? So again, people on TV who peddle strife and division, and people around you, maybe it's family members or friends or whoever, TV, it doesn't matter. You know, they'll never have peace or joy. And again, you know, a lot of these people who are, there's just controlling. And, you know, for example, I always want people to be born again. I always want people to, you know, go to heaven. And I want these. But you know what? If you don't, I'm going there anyway, right? And, you know, people who are, witchcraft is basically defined as controlling people, right? We see people who are involved in witchcraft. And witchcraft, all it is about controlling other people. Putting spells on people, trying to do things, and getting demonic spirits to do things for you, all right? I have been blood bought by Jesus Christ, so that stuff doesn't work on me. Amen? And it shouldn't work on you either, right? Unless you allow it to. So, but it's controlling. It's controlling someone else. Me, when I have the joy of the Lord, I mean, it can be an absolute chaotic nightmare all around me, but I know who I am in Christ, and that brings me joy. Not circumstances, not whether you do what I tell you to or not. That has no bearing on my joy level. Now we have kids. Sometimes it's like, okay, you know, let's get it together. I don't want to have to break you in half right here in front of everybody, right? You know, we have kids, but and that's why it's important for kids to, you know, do the joy of the Lord. Amen. To obey their parents in the Lord. Again, if you have joy, it should come out of you somewhere. Your mouth. I was like, think of it this way. We got a dentist in here, and when toothpaste comes, we squeeze it out, whatever. I always like to think of ourselves as like a tube of toothpaste. We squeeze it, whatever's in us is going to come out, right? If we are not full of joy, it's not going to come out of us, right? There's some people, they can read and study the word all the time. They can, you know, some people say, well, you just need to study the word more. And we do. But it's thinking. We'll talk about thinking here in a minute. But if your mind goes a certain direction, it's going to have hard to have joy. Your mind has got to follow the word. It's got to follow things. We're always in the ditch and thinking negative all the time. We're not going to have joy. I've seen people where we'll have a, Brother Hagin even talked about it. It was funny one time. They were in this meeting and he was preaching. And this guy was just, oh, God can do anything. And then they got to the, after church, on the way home, the guy was talking to his wife, and his wife said, well, little Jimmy's going to need shoes. And he goes, oh, we can't afford shoes. What am I made up of, money, right? But during the service, he was, isn't it funny how, you know, we can move mountains in church, but then we get to the parking lot, and oops, right? So we're not retaining that often. We're not going to have joy because, again, we're thinking about junk. But we can be delivered from that. And so, you know, it should come. Joy should come out on your actions. It should come out on your face. You know, people, grumpy people, especially during coronavirus. And, you know, I don't get out and do much shopping, right? Because my life is just about work. And then, you know, I'm at home so much. And it just seems like this is about the only day that I really get out on Saturday. So, you know, Adrian's kind of, she's kind of my pulse on what's going on around. And just talking about going to the grocery store, going to places, and people are just have been grumpy because of everything that's going on, right? It's in their face. It's reflected on their actions, what they say, what they do, right? They're edgy with people. And this one lady that she goes to all the time, she just mentioned that she really enjoyed her job and she just doesn't like coming to work anymore because people are controlled by their circumstances, right? They are dictated by their circumstances rather than having joy regardless. And it's a decision that we can make. Proverbs 23:24 says, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. And again, this kind of goes back to parenting a little bit here too. How many parents are in turmoil due to rebellious kids, right? So rebellion, and we're just talking about kids now, but your attitude is very contagious to other people, right? People who don't have joy around you, it can be an absolute robber of your joy if you let it. We're going into, you know, we have no idea what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks, but I'm going to have joy anyway, right? I don't care what happens. I mean, again, if something happens and I step over into glory, then whatever. I'm not going to do that anytime soon. But the point is, what's the worst thing that can happen, right? Nehemiah. Let's put things in their perspective tonight. Nehemiah 8:10. Now, and I'll read Nehemiah 8:10 says, for the joy of the Lord is what? Your strength. You need strength tonight. It's going to be from the Holy Ghost, but it's going to be joy. Now, the devil hates it so much when you laugh at him and you have joy. He hates that you have joy. He hates that God is doing. He hates that he has no effect on you. Controlling demonic people hate it when they can't influence you. You know? TV, they're always trying to get you to think a certain way, to do a certain way. And if you're out of step and you don't agree with them, then you're just awful, terrible, and everything's going to... No, I'm going to continue to be me. How about that? I'm going to be me. I'm going to walk in joy. Now let's put things in perspective here. Nehemiah 4:17-18, you can look this up later. But those two verses is Nehemiah is, see, during the time Nehemiah is building, rebuilding the temple, right? He's rebuilding things. There's a rebuilding process going on during the days of the rebuilding the wall. They're doing a rebuilding. And they have all of these enemies coming out. And Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 17 and 18 says, guys, you got a sword in one hand and you got, we're building in the other, right? Now think about that. And then he goes on later and says this, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Nehemiah, what are you even talking about, right? You're trying to build something and you're trying to to defend, weed off these bad guys that are coming along to try to attack you. That's joy, right? That he's saying, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Even when I'm trying to build something and I've got people coming behind me, tearing it down, and I'm defending myself in the process and I'm at war and I'm trying to build while people are trying to tear stuff down, I'm still going to have joy. And this is not just a euphemism. This really was happening during the time. So we can look at Nehemiah and say, whoa, that's crazy. He is continuing to build things in the midst of strife, in the midst of conflict, and telling his people, have joy. You know, and then we have so many people now that, you know, somebody parked in my parking spot at Target. Oh my gosh. You know, how many people have road rage, you know? I mean, there's people been shot over silly things like that. You know, that it just, you parked in my spot, or you took the, I was at the store the other day, and I was, you know, kind of, we took a few hours off, so we went and ran around, and I thought, well, I'm just going to take today off. And anyway, so Friday, ate around, we ate some breakfast, and then we went to Shields and the mall, and just kind of walked around, did some things. It's like, hey, I don't get out very much, so this is nice, being around people. And, that's what they look like. But, and then I thought, well, maybe I'll just get some, you know, ammunition for target shooting and everything else too. And I went up there, and I looked at it, and everything was cleaned out. And I saw someone, I'm like, maybe I'll come back. And I circled around, came back. A guy grabbed all of it, just took all the rest of it. I'm like, okay. And so he left me one box. I'm like, oh, that's nice of you. Thank you so much. But there's people just, you know. So there was a husband and wife, you know, looking for, oh, do you see this over here? Oh, grab it quick. Right? And they left me a box. I'm like, oh, that's really nice of you. But, you know, some people, they get really mad, right? I mean, that's, hey, what are you doing? And I was standing right there, and then I was standing there, and some other guy reached over me and grabbed some other stuff. And I'm like, I mean, to some people, that would be a big deal. Or if you're going to the grocery store and there's the last loaf of bread and somebody comes up and grabs it from you or whatever it is. The toilet paper. Remember all the toilet paper? It was like, ah! Yeah. People were just going bonkers over that stuff, right? You know? What am I going to do? I have toilet paper. Ah. Where's our joy at? Right? It is kind of a challenge to have joy with no toilet paper, but, you know, I'm just saying, you know, that's not going to be a fun one, right? But anyway, the whole thing is, you know, there's just some people that lose their minds over something, and we can just put everything in perspective and just say, I'm still going to have joy. I'm not going to flip out over things. Amen. Acts 20, 24. Oh, man, this is Apostle Paul. This is good. Acts 20, 24. Very first part of this scripture says, but none of these things move me. Don't be moved on this stuff, right? Do not be moved. Again, how many people in the world, every little thing bothers them, you know? I mean, when Trump was elected president, I mean, people literally thought the world was going to end, you know? I mean, people were having nervous breakdowns and everything else, and it was just, oh my goodness. I don't care who's president. I mean, I do, but God is still God, right? God is still going to take care of us. I'm still going to walk with him. I'm not going to lose my salvation or my mind over something stupid like this, right? And we're not going to get, completely upset, and my faith is not in a man. My faith is not in a government. My faith is not in circumstances. My faith is in God. He's going to take care of me. I'm going to have joy. I don't have to be upset, have anxiety over this stuff. No, 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 no. And then he goes on and he says, neither count I my life dear unto myself. I don't hear very many Christians say that, right? You don't hear, that's not a real popular send in a big check to that message, right? I don't count my life dear. You know, it's so cool how some of those, what was the series we were watching here recently? We were watching, but they were documenting some of the Chinese folks taking a one-way trip to Saudi Arabia because they knew they weren't coming back, right? These people love not their life, but they have joy in what they're doing, right? And the Bible says that martyrs, that they will receive a reward. And they are blessed. So, you know, when we look at those things, put things in perspective, right? Is the toilet paper really a big deal? Is the world going to come to an end because we don't have toilet paper? Right? Oh, I'll have to drink 2% instead of 1% milk. Oh, I'm suffering for Jesus. No, I don't think so. So that I might finish my course with joy. So that I might have a lot of cool stuff and live this comfy life and everything be, you know, easy street for me. No. Apostle Paul said, so that I can finish my course with joy. What is God wanting me to do? And this comes into, you know, I appreciate what Bill Johnson says. You know, people always trying to overanalyze things and, you know, what am I called to do? Am I to this? What am I that? Am I called to do this? How about get a job and just do something for God? That's it. You know, we don't need to overcomplicate things and have joy in the journey. And the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. Proverbs 18:10. And it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous run into it and safe. The righteous, we're safe. Can I say this to you? With joy or anything else, this all begins with getting your mind under control, doesn't it? Because we can say, have joy, but I remember Joyce Meyer had a book, and it was a good book. I read it. It was called The Battlefield of the Mind, and it is getting your mind under control. You can have joy, but it's your thinking that's going to influence you, and it's going to affect you. Again, some people, they read the word and they walk away. You know, they read the word and they walk away. I'll never be able to do that, right? I'll never overcome this fear. I'll never receive this. I'll never do this. I'll never do this. And I'll never do this. I was, it's not the Lord that wants you to deal with these things, you know? I remember being in denominational church, and I was like, well, it's a cross I got to bear. Well, it's just something I got to deal with. Well, the Lord put this on me. No, he didn't. Well, are you Jesus? Are you, now you have to pay for your own sins now? I mean, you have to pay for your own healing? No, he did it for us. So why are we, the cross that we're supposed to bear is what he's called us to do, right? I can't heal myself. I can't deliver myself at all. Jesus did that for me. But your joy is robbed if you're thinking like this. I remember this week we were just out and about, and Adrian and I were talking to this lady and just about different things going on in the world, you know, and she had made a statement about, well, you know, it's just hard to believe that God's in control and he's allowing all this stuff to happen, all these terrible things, and we were kind of talking about, you know, just some different things, and she had just mentioned it just as if God was in control and, you know, he was doing all of these things. Got a woodpecker in here. Amen. All right. but now if I'm not born again and I'm listening to this, I'm thinking, no, thank you. I don't want anything to do with God, right? If we're going to get down to brass tacks and say, God is the one that's allowing all this stuff and he's doing all these things, right? That who's going to want, you know, and then the same people will talk about, you know, telling people about Jesus. Who wants to serve a God that is out doing bad things like that, right? That he gets his kicks off of, you know, messing with people's heads and messing with people all the time. That is not God at all. And that will rob your joy like never before. I have so many people that are in denomination, you know, they have no joy at all, you know. And I remember those old songs we used to sing, you know, over in the glory land. And, you know, it'll be better when we die. And, of course, it'll be better when we die. But it doesn't have to be terrible now, right? I don't have to eat pig slop like the prodigal son. I don't have to. Why do I have to live like this? I don't have to, you know. Oh, don't forget me, Lord Jesus. And in the shadow, living in the shadows. I'm like, there's no shadow of turning in heaven. Hello, where do you get your theology at? It just there's nothing like that. And so, you know, when we listen to things that are more religion, and our joy is lost. We don't have joy anymore. So, you know, this lady was talking about some of the, and I remember, again, in Tulsa, every morning you'd get up and there would be an armed robbery or something, or, you know, some gas station would be held up, you know, in the news the next day. You can't tell me that's God's will. No, that's called a drug addiction, right? That's called, I stole $200 and I'm doing 20 years in prison. So that comes out to like $10 a year. So it's worth it, right? No, it's not. This is bad decisions. God is not saying, hey, let's have this guy have armed robbery here and steal that. No, he's not doing those things. It was never God's will for him, for Adam and Eve to sin, and for all the sin to enter into this. That was never his idea. That was never his plan. He never wanted it. So we have to make a choice every day, don't we? When we hear stuff, you know, when we're at work, when we are watching TV, we're around family and friends or people around us, we've got a decision for joy or not, right? When you look at the checkbook and you're like, ugh, right? or there's a bill or something happens, it's like, we can still have joy. We can still have joy. I love what the Apostle Paul said. He says, but none of these things move me. None of these things move me. The most amazing thing was Jesus. Well, you know, we see in Hebrews 12:2, it says that for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, right? The cross was not a fun, happy party time for Jesus, all right? But the joy that they're talking about was you and I. He was on the cross. His motivation was to save us and to redeem us. That was joyful to him. The cross was not a barrel of laughs. It was not this big, fun, wonderful time. But we were the joy that was set before him. Philippians 4:8. And this gets back to our thinking. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. We got to start focusing on true things, right? There's a lot of false junk out there. Whatever things are honest. Is everybody on TV really honest? Right? But they're crying. But they're crying. But so-and-so said it. But so-and-so. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure. Yeah, there's a lot of things that aren't pure, right? Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of a good report. The news is not necessarily talking about the gospel anytime soon, are they? That just kind of slips their mind. It just, we know, right? They don't talk about anything, people getting born again. Now, it was really cool. It was such a cool show. They had all of the, and it was going at work, and one of the, management sent it out, and it was a guy, John Krasinski. He was a character in the show Office, but he was doing something. It was called Good News or something like that. And they would go around, and he did a show during the coronavirus thing where people, they were doing, you know, good things that were happening. I mean, that was nice, right? You know, good people were helping somebody, and all these good stories of people helping each other. And I didn't see that on the news, right, on the regular news, because it's not, again, it's not going to draw a big crowd. But it was kind of neat to see that there are good things happening in the world, right? When everything looks like it's just hopeless and all these bad things going on and you can't get out and you can't get what you need. It's nice to know that there are some good things going on. So again, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Who has that's a King James version. Who has a different version, different translation? Do you guys say, when you read that? 4:8, Philippians 4:8.
Now, brothers, as I close this letter, let me say this one more thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and good and right. Think about things that are pure and lovely and dwell on the fine good things in others. Think about all you can praise God for and be glad about.
That's awesome. What translation was that? The Living. Who else has got a different? Adrian, what do you have? You have The Living? Okay. Would you read it out of that one, Amy?
Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any moral excellence, and if there is anything praiseworthy, dwell on these things.
Glory to God. You know, I was, it's been a while back, Vidar and I were talking, and they're doing great over in Africa. And, you know, we can get last time I spoke with him, it's been a little while back, maybe a month or so, but the country was closed down, you can't get in or out. They were just basically taking foreigners to, you know, letting them fly out, and the nationals come in, so they were just, you know, allowing those things. But, you know, we can sit back and think about all the things that are happening, and this is restricted, and this and that, and everything else too. But what about, what's God going to be doing? You know, what is the Lord up to? And, you know, why is the devil fighting so much right now? You ever think about this? Because, you know, and Adrian and I, every time, you know, over throughout the years, we know just that when there's great resistance and there's attack going on, usually something good is happening. Something good is happening behind the scenes. And you can, as a believer, we can get lost in all of the details of all of the junk going on. But I'm telling you, I believe that this attack and this oppression and everything that the demonic forces I've been trying to do and trying to suppress people and on all this deception, everything going on, God has got a plan. Amen. And I believe that God is going to manifest himself on this earth, that we are in the end times, and that God is going to do a mighty work in these end times. Yes, we're going to see churches close. We're going to see, I believe, Christians are walking away from the faith. The Bible says that, you know, I mean, many will depart, right? There's going to be a great falling away, but there's going to be a great manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. And I've seen some amazing things God has done, but I believe that the best is yet to come. And if we have that attitude that the good things God has for us is still ahead, instead of getting lost in what the world's doing, the world doesn't, I am not a citizen of this world. I am an alien. I am an ambassador for Christ, like Paul talks about. Amen? There in Corinthians. He says, I am an ambassador for Christ. An ambassador means someone who goes to another land to be a representative of. I'm not part of this world, and you shouldn't be part of this world either. Now, we live here, but I still believe God has got some amazing things for us. This church, the body of Christ in general, he is going to do some amazing things Because God will not leave us in this state. He never does. Any, the Bible says, those whom he loves, he chastens. It means he corrects. He brings up. He loves. He nurtures. He feeds. He gives revelation to. Amen? And that's me. Is that going to be you? Amen. And so, and again, it's our thinking. It all begins with our thinking. If what kind of a perspective that we have. Amen. God is, you know, I've had the opportunity to see God things, do some great things, but it's not enough. I want to see more. Amen. And, you know, I really believe that God is going to manifest himself like he did in the book of Acts. And we're going to see miracles like never before. I remember reading we were watching some videos, as I close here, just some videos of, we had taken, God's Generals DVD set that we were watching. And it was very good just to hear about history and just hear about men and women who did tremendous things of God. You know, some of these individuals would just, I mean, they would have mountains of crutches and just amazing things happen. For example, like in the 40s and in the early 50s, God just doing supernatural things. I believe we're going to see that again. Amen. I really believe we're going to see God do something that has never been done before. And he's going to do, why? Because there's a harvest. And we know Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 through 37, Jesus tells us to pray for the Lord of the harvest, send forth laborers, right? Because the harvest is ready. The harvest is ready. And I believe we're going to see miracles, but I also believe we're going to see a harvest like never before. Amen? And God has a purpose. And we need to look beyond this junk that's on TV. We need to look beyond these things and say, what is God doing behind the scenes? Amen? There is such a spiritual warfare going on right now. You can be Colonel's rat and you can see something's going on, right? You don't have to be a real spiritual giant to understand there is something going on, but God is going to have some amazing things happening. Amen. I strongly, yes, people will fall away. Yes, things will get darker, but we're going to get brighter. And God is going to manifest himself like never before. I don't care what the devil does. All I know is God is going to do some amazing things through us and through the body of Christ moving forward. Amen. So just be encouraged, you know, to look at things and say, what is God doing in this situation? Amen. Everything looks chaotic or everything looks this way or I don't understand what's going on. But on the inside, you know what? None of this bothers me. None of it moves me at all. I just know God is good and he is faithful. Because that's his characteristic, right? The fruits of the Spirit are his characteristics. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness. Faithfulness, I think the King James says faith. Other translations say faithfulness. It is someone who will never leave you. He's never going to abandon you. He's always going to be there for you, and he's going to see you through. Amen. Father, we just come before you tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, I give you so much glory, all the glory. Jesus, you deserve all the glory. You deserve all the praise and the honor tonight, Lord, that no man, no person, but all of the glory belongs to you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we may not understand what's going on. We may not in this world and everything else, but God, we know that you've got a plan. And we know that you're not going to leave us. You're not going to forsake us. We know that you're working through us. We know that there is going to be an outpouring of your Spirit on this earth like never before, and you are faithful, and you are going to include us in this, Lord. You're not going to leave us out, but we thank you again for your faithfulness. And Lord, I pray for joy right now, the spirit of joy, just to manifest yourself upon these people tonight, Lord, and moving forward, that our thinking is going to be focused on you and the joy. Because God, every time I think of you, I think of joy. Lord, when I'm in your presence, there's joy. Every time I'm with you, there's peace, Lord. Every time I'm in your word, God, there's just such encouragement, Lord Jesus. And you are the God of encouragement. You are the God of the impossible. You are the God of restoration, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, and I don't want to be looking around. You know what? If you've been dealing with discouragement, I want you to raise your hand right now. Just if you've been dealing with discouragement, any kind of discouragement at all. Amen. Father, I just pray for the people tonight for discouragement, that there is, that they begin to focus on you. They see you who you are, of the God of the impossible, and that you're on their side. Lord, you want good things for them. Thank you, Jesus, so much for these people, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just speak their needs are met, Lord. Financial needs, physical needs. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to pray also just for our president and the upcoming elections. And just we can just be in agreement. Lord, I pray for our president. You give him wisdom and understanding, Lord, him and the vice president, that you told us in Timothy for us to pray for those in authority that we may live godly and that we may live peaceable lives. And the end result would be that your will is that all men come to salvation, come to the knowledge of the truth, Lord. Lord, we pray for righteousness in this land. We pray for righteous president. We pray for righteous judges in the judicial system. We pray for righteous men and women in the Congress and the Senate, Lord. We pray for righteous people that are governors and also in state and local levels, Lord God. Lord, I pray for an outpouring on this nation like never before. Lord, we come against the demonic forces in the name of Jesus, and we push you back, and we say that you're not going to operate in this nation anymore. In the name of Jesus, we declare it, Lord. We thank you for it. We thank you for your anointing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We also just speak the ministering spirits will go forth in the name of Jesus that are commissioned by the heirs of salvation, which is us tonight, to move forward and just bring in harvest, Lord God, that the harvest is ripe, Lord God, and we're going to be able to connect with the harvest, Lord, that's out there in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord God. Just a hunger and a thirst for people to be born again, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we're connecting with people like never before, Lord. We're praying for people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you. And we also, I just pray, Lord, also after the elections that there will be no uprisings, Lord God, that there would be peace. We come against any plot right now that people would be trying to plan anything. We say that it will come to naught, Lord God, that those plans will be, that the enemy will be confused, just like in the days of Gideon, when the enemy began to fight against himself, Lord God. We thank you that these people that are evil, that will not repent, Lord God, that their plans will be spoiled. Lord Jesus, we thank you, it will come to nothing in the name of Jesus. And we speak peace right now over this land in the name of Jesus. We also just pray for corruption and just evil, that it would be exposed and it would be brought to justice in this land. We thank you that justice would be restored to our nation, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Again, that righteous men and women will begin to rule with integrity. We thank you for it. We thank you that godly men and women will be in places of justice in the name of Jesus. We declare it, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, hallelujah. Well, have a great week. We will see you on Saturday, next Saturday. And I'm excited for prayer. We've been having some good times in prayer. I've been getting happy. So, amen. It's good to pray out the plan. Praise God.